We are in Masechet Sanhedrin. We're in Daf Kafchet Amud Aleph, page 28a, in a fairly complicated sugya, learning about genealogical relationships of all those individuals who are considered to be korvim, relatives that are disqualified from testifying in a case for being a witness or being a judge in a case. Either because one of the litigants, they're related to one of the litigants, or because they're related to each other, two witnesses. Learned also are disqualified because they happen to be related to each other. So our Mishnah gave us a list of 24 cases altogether, 16 eight principal categories, plus sons and stepsons. Tov, and we are now going through our Gemara, working out where the Mishnah learned how each of these relationships is disqualified.
What about son-in-laws?
Yes.
You said sons, stepsons, son-in-laws.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, yes. So we're learning where each of these is found, what's the source in the Torah for each of these relationships in order to disqualify them from being witnesses. So we covered pretty much Hanan's probably so good to start with a bit of music. So we finished last week with an additional ruling from Rav that was, we questioned whether or not he went against the Mishnah. Rav said, additionally, he said, also his son and his son-in-laws. Right, let's just put back on the board that position that Rav was talking about. Rav said on Kafchet Amudchet. About halfway down the page. Rav said. Said, my father's brother, right? Father, his brother, right? His Rav's uncle, and his son, right? Which is his cousin. Right, he said, and his son-in-law. Daughter. Son-in-law. They can't testify against me, and I can't testify against them. Nor my son and my son-in-law. Rav said, also his son and his. Right? They can't testify against me and I can't testify against him. And we said this was a chidush on the Mishnah.
Why?
Because the Mishnah didn't teach us this additional relationship over here. That's an extra level down. We put in our numbers. 1, 2, 3, yes. Right, this is first level relationship, brother to brother, is 1-to-1. And then once we drop down a generation, we go to a number 2. And then if we drop down a further generation, we go to a 3. This one is also a 2. 2 or could be a 3. Right, we're not sure if this is a 3 or a 4. Why are we not sure? Because we've got the daughter in between. Does the daughter drop, push it down another level, one step removed? Or is the daughter considered to be on the son-in-law is considered to be on the same level as the son? That's what we weren't sure about. So, that's where we got to at the end of Rav's case. But we said to Rav, where did you get this from? Because haven't we got a Mishnah that apparently doesn't allow for that? If that was okay, the Mishnah would have said it. It didn't. So Rav explained himself how. Rav understood the wording in our Mishnah differently. Right, we saw the word chatano and thought it meant son-in-law, but Rav understood that to mean chatan bano, his son's son-in-law. Right, which is where he gets the son's son-in-law. The Mishnah said the father's, the son's, and their son-in-law. So the son-in-law would have been, right, according to how we understood the Mishnah, would have been from here, the son-in-law, the son. No, would have been from here, the son and the son-in-law. Right, the same level over here, number 2. This is all /3. But this same level. The sons and the son-in-law. But Rav understood differently. Rav understood, no, we're talking about his son-in-law.
So that's the third generation.
Which is this generation.
It's third
when
generation.
When he says the father, the sons, and the son-in-law, he means the son-in-law of the son that you just mentioned. That's...
Which son did he just mention?
Well, let's see the Mishnah. Let's have a look at Mishnah. See what the Mishnah said.
The son.
Mishnah said. Okay, so the Mishnah doesn't use Elichat Katan.
You have to go out in Tadeh, right? You have to Tadeh, son and son. So Mizrach is the son.
Right, well, Nachon.
So here the son is not his father's son.
Right, he has a son.
And his father and father, son and son.
No, we started with the Avot Ubanim, the fathers and the sons. So that was the fathers and the sons. Those
yeah.
four.
Yeah.
And then the Mishnah added on and that's something
wrong.
No, I think it has to be the chotnei hem. Hem, uvnei hem, the chotnei hem. Let's just see if it's still there.
What about the original Mishnah?
When the Mishnah said, I don't know. Have you got any other Mishnah?
I don't know,
they're calling Rav. Yeah, but Rav's not Mishnah. Rav's just...
be a son or son-in-law. I'm looking at the bit of the Mishnah where it says he, him, his son, and his sons-in-law. But it doesn't say that in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says they, their sons, and their son-in-law. So that, I think we're just going to have to go with that, unless anyone can know where it's coming from. Our Mishnah says, Hem, Uvnei Hem, Vachotnei Hem. Right? Them, their sons, and their sons-in-law. So, based on that, my understanding is, Rav is saying, when it says them, their sons, and their sons-in-law, that's how we understood the Mishnah originally, just like this. Them, their sons, and their son-in-law. Both sides, but doesn't really make a difference. Still talking about level two. But Rav says, no, them, their sons, and their sons-in-law is talking already about also the sons, because we've already mentioned the sons in the mission. So them, their sons, and their son-in-law brings it down another level, which brings us down into level three.
What?
Okay, so that's why Rav has additional relatives to qualify.
You cannot say when your father, your grandfather. Yes, the father is father. When the Rav says son, yeah. And son means he's the son, and his son.
That's what Rav says.
Then you go not when you say father and father. Father, his father.
So it doesn't say his father. The Gemara doesn't say his father.
Yeah, but
the Gemara says his father was originally. It's the father and the son, and then it says son, son in law. It doesn't mention fathers again.
Yeah, but how he came to his son, Rav.
So how did
Rav is the son from the father.
Yeah.
He said he read son and son means his son too.
Yeah.
So why you not read father and father?
Because the Mishnah said, later, it said twice, it said and his sons and son in law at the end, but it doesn't say and his father and father in law at the end. Okay, all good? Relatively speaking. Yeah? So that's what Rav said. So then, because Rav learnt it out from the word Chatan, sons in law. So then the Gemara says, the litne ben bana. So why not teach it specifically? Ben Bana, teach the son and his son. You don't have to teach his as Katno, their sons-in-law. Just teach son and son, because they'll be on the same. Teach. If you want to teach down to level three, so you can just teach. It's easier to say Ben Bana than start bringing Katano, right? If you want to bring. If the mission wants to bring in level three, it should just say them. Their son and his son, and now we know level three, and we're good. We've got level three. Why I don't need to use the word Chatan and start bringing in additional ideas if that's what the Mishnah was coming to tell me. If I should understand it the way you're telling me, right? Then the Mishnah I'm suggesting should just say Ben and Ben Banok, and that would have brought us very down nicely. We wouldn't have needed it. It would have been very clear. So why didn't it say that? So Rav said, I'll tell you why it didn't say Ben and Ben Benot. Answer, Milta Gab Orchei Ka. Right? You wanted to teach something on the back of something else. Kamashalan, Mashmalan, the Baal Ishtok. Coming to teach us additionally on the back of it that the Baal is like Ishtok. Meaning what? The fact that I'm teaching you now Chol Nehem, and I didn't teach you Benot, is I'm now teaching you that a son-in-law is on level three, right? That he's at the same as the son. If I would have taught you only son, you wouldn't have known what son-in-law would have been. You would have said, well, maybe son-in-law is different because there's an extra removal. Maybe son-in-law is not counted because here's a three, and once you get to a four, forget it, right? But no, we're learning from Rav. He holds that the son-in-law is on the same level as the son.
how did he learn that? And what's the Gemara uses the words? Ba'al ki'ishto. The ba'al is ki'ishto. The ba'al is like the wife. Like the daughter for sure is on the same level as the son. And the son is ba'al ki'ishto, the same level as the wife. They're together. So they're on a three, and that's what he came to. Mishnah was teaching me indirectly why I didn't say Ben Benoff.
Now, what about their relatives? Such as the son-in-law.
There's a lot of people.
Huh?
There's a lot of people on
the son-in-law's parents.
The son-in-law's, which son? The one down here?
Yeah. Or
who is his
on any level.
Who,
I mean, like,
yeah,
okay.
Who is his parent? Ralph.
No, his son-in-law.
Oh. No, so they're already. No, they're not. No. They're not linked to. These are the ones who are testifying. This is the furthest away, if you like. Right? These are where we're trying to get to from here to here. That's the furthest relationship that we're moving. So if you're moving away from the principle, these are like the principles.
Mm-hmm.
So then the furthest you can get to is the son-in-law, but to go past the son-in-law any further out, up or down, sideways or whatever you like, it's still another separation out. So it would stop there.
Okay.
Okay, next. Gemara now says, Ve'ele ha detane Rav Chia. But okay, so now if we accept what Rav says, Rav gave us a good argument to explain where he got the son-in-laws from, how he saw that in the Mishnah, right? Rav's an Amorite, can't challenge the Mishnah. So now we show that Rav does fit with the Mishnah, so we can accept him. But the Gemara throws up another problem. Ve'ele ha detane Rav Chia. But now you've said this, what about the brayta that we learned from Rabbi Chia? What's that brayta? Shmona avot shehem esrim ba'alba. There are eight avot. Here avot is in the category of meaning principle, right? We know in, for example, in the laws of Shabbos, right? You've got avot and toldotehem, right? You've got the principal malachas, and then you've got all the subsidiary ones. So here the word avot is being used like that, because they're not all fathers, so to speak. Right? Some are sons, and some are uncles, and some are brothers. Right? So they're not all avot specifically, but they're principal ones. So there's eight principal ones, shehen esrim ba'alba, which are actually 24 altogether. What does that mean? It means that if you take the eight major categories listed in the Mishnah, and then you add to them their sons and son-in-laws on each one, you get a total of 24. Yeah, because you get eight, and each one has a son, and each one has a son-in-law. That's another eight and another eight. It's 24. Huh? Categories. They could have many sons, but right? So this brighter says there's 24 categories of individual, says Rav Chia. But now with Rav, Hane Tlatin Vataratin Have. There should be Tlatin Vataratin, which is 32, Have. Right? According to Rav, Rav adds on an extra son in. An extra.
Generation.
Generation. Why doesn't he? Yeah, so the question should be. I'm asking a question of that. Well, I'll answer in a minute. But he adds on an extra layer, which gives us an extra eight. But wait a minute, doesn't he add on an extra 16, a son and a son-in-law, right? An extra two. He adds on a son and a son-in-law too. So he should really be adding on an extra 16, not an extra eight. The Gemara is suggesting, wait a minute, if you go with Rav, there should be an extra eight. But actually, the way we've written it up, it should be an extra 16. But the footnote tells me, don't worry about that question. Where is it?
28.
The Gemara does not ask Rav Chia why he should count 8 grandsons-in-law and therefore lists 40 disqualifications altogether, since it can be understood that grandsons-in-law are not reckoned separately. For once it's known that sons-in-law are like sons, right, due to the Baal Ke'ishto that we just learned, it's also known that grandsons-in-law are like grandsons. Once you've learned the message that the sons is like the son-in-laws, so then this is all, you can take this as one learning. You don't have to separate these out into two separate groups, because once you learn that Rav said that Baal Ke'ishto, then you would know that automatically. Tom, it doesn't say, it doesn't answer the question of what about this side. Why do you have to miss them out this side? Because apparently you know automatically, but Tom, there's still a question. Yeah, but then so we should knock out the numbers down here as well. So instead of adding another 16 here, we should only add another 8. So we should bring it back down to 24. I don't know the answer to that. So it's probably a I'm sure there's a good answer. I don't know what it is. Okay. where are we? Yofi. So that's a cash on Rav. Okay? Rav, who's the Amora, says that we have this additional generation to add into the disqualification, and if so, we should have 32. When the Brisa says there's 24. So how can Rav go against the Brisa? Why is it cash on Rav? Answer. Ela lo'olam chatno mamash. Therefore, rather we must say that chatno means chatno mamash. And it doesn't go like our Mishnah. We can't explain Rav like we thought we could, that chatno meant the katan, the son-in-law of the son. Don't understand that. Like, go back to the original understanding of Chatan, right? Which was only means the son-in-law like this side on the level 2, the son and the son-in-law, meaning this son-in-law, not the next two generations son and son-in-law, right? Don't understand it that way. Va'amai kreile Chatan b'no, and why does Rav call him Chatan b'no? Kevan dema'alma. Kate Kudor Achedame. Ah. Ah, top. So what's he saying? So we have to re-understand Rav. We have to say when Rav said, what did we do? When we wrote up Rav, we wrote up Rav like this. So Rav says, not my father's brother, nor his son, or son-in-law, nor my sons or son-in-law.
No,
how does that work?
No,
I thought he was trying to say, to bring this up a level.
He's bringing it up a level, because he's saying the son-in-law comes from outside into the marriage, into the family.
I hear, but the problem is, the problem I've just got now is, he says, Rav says, my son-in-law means that. Doesn't my son-in-law doesn't mean a level up. And Rav says, he can't testify. What's Rav said? Amar Rav, go back to Rav. Achi Abba lo ya'id li. Who? Ubeno v'chatno, right? Achi aviv lo ya'id li. Who? Ubeno v'chatno. Fine. Af ani lo a'id. Even me, I can't testify lo against him. Ani ubeni v'chatni.
So how do we interpret Hatni at this stage? Am I Kurale Khatan? Bana. Kevanda. So here the Gemara is explaining Rav's understanding of the Mishnah. The Gemara is not trying to explain Rav's statement that he apparently made about himself. So let's see if this is in. But he's saying like this. Rather, it means his actual the Khatan in the Mishnah is talking about the real Khatan, right? Not level down. And why does it call it? Why does he call it Khatan Bana? Kevan de Me'alma Kate Kador Chedami. Since he says it comes from outside the family, if you're married, you consider to be removed another generation. So really, according to this, Rav is really talking about this. He's over here. Rav's talking about this is the Khatano. Right, but this is the Khatano he's talking about. Why do we call it Ben Bano? Because it's removed from the family one. Meaning he still calls it a three.
Talking about himself. We're not talking about his family. His son-in-law can testify about it. So when he talks about himself, he's not on the first level.
Right, but when he said,
my son-in-law can testify that my father didn't
listen. It doesn't make sense to drop it down a level.
Why?
If the wife and the husband are equal.
Now, hold on, so we dropped that learning. That was the original learning. We wanted to say they were equal. But now he's saying, no, that's not what he meant. He meant actually that they were different. And that's why because what we're trying to do, we're trying to fix Rav now with the writer. The writer says there's only 24. There's only 24 types. And therefore we can't have this. This is now problematic. This adds a total of 32. And we can't have 32. We've got another writer that says in total there's only 24 types of relatives. How do we get back to 24? By reinterpreting the son-in-law to mean this one. If this is the son-in-law we're talking about, then that's fine, because altogether, if you add up all this level, then that's 24, and that's great. That's what the writer has. So we need to drop this understanding and move it back up to here. The only problem in doing that is the fact that Rav said, my son's a son-in-law. Talking about himself.
So he comes now when he's open, he said he comes first.
I don't
know. He said he came and tested for my son coming.
So he brings himself up. Maybe you could say that. A problem is the beginning says, not my foot, he said, and maybe Achia Bibi contested by him. Maybe he said against him. Proves to him. The him is still the Achia Bibi. Not me, nor my son, nor my son-in-laws. It's difficult for me. I don't know. But anyway, where we got to is that these now are the revised relationships, which is like that we thought originally. Fathers and sons on two sides, and sons and son-in-law on two sides. Son and son-in-law. Son and son-in-law, just the mirror of each other. And that's the entire relationship, and it doesn't drop down another level.
So it's just two generations.
Yeah. that would give 24. We're not finished. That word Gemara is still going to still have a problem even at this stage. But so far, that rectifies Rav with our Mishnah, or our new writer that says there's only 24 altogether, not 32.
I'm going back to the Mishnah. I'm trying to figure out if there's anything about grandchildren.
No. Grandchildren will be level 3.
Right.
There's nothing in the Mishnah about grandchildren.
So, if there's nothing in the Mishnah about grandchildren, then we toss out the level 3 of his sons and son-in-laws being
right,
level
right.
3.
No, so, this was that was the Chiddush of Rav. This is Rav's Chiddush. That the Mishnah actually included these. And we were happy to go with that until the writer came along and said, no, there's only 24 altogether, so I don't know what, this doesn't work. If it wasn't for that writer, we would have been happy with the son and son-in-law, and we would have brought them down the generation and had a generation 3. It wouldn't have been a problem. But now the writer gives us a problem, so we can't do that. Okay. So, next. Gemara says, "E happy, if so, if this is where you're now holding the revised version, if so, havale shlishi b'sheni, I still have a third to a second. I still have a third to a second. What's so?" Right, so so stay with me. But we're going to see why this is a problem. Okay, what's the third to the second? So here, we're now counting this son-in-law as number 3. This is a third, a 3. A 3 to a 2 or 3 to a 1, either way. But we still have a 3, we're going to say a 3 to a 2, because we're going to show why a 3 to a 2 is problematic. We have the fact that a 3 can't testify against a 2, for example, right? All of these are disqualified, one against the other, right? So obviously a 1 can't testify against the 1, a brother can't testify against the brother, and a 1 can't testify against the 2, a father can't testify against the son, that's obvious, right? But now, because you've brought in this additional one as a 3, we're now saying, and according to where we're now holding, a 3 can't testify against a 2. What's wrong with that? So Gemara explains, the problem with that is Rav Akasher Shlishi B'Sheni, but Rav has said elsewhere that a 3 is allowed to testify against a 2. Right?
Right.
Where do we see that Rav has done that? So,
the son-in-law.
Uncle son-in-law. Right, Yofi. Here, because as follows, if we said the son-in-law is a 3,
because right? He's outside marriage.
Because he's outside of marriage. So then, this son-in-law is also obviously a 3. Sons-in-law are outside marriage, they're both 3. The Mishnah. Because if he's a 3, then for sure he's a 3.
But
if
your son-in-law is 3 or a 4, not 2 or 3.
Only 3 or 4 down here because he was a generation down. Here we're now saying that sons are not on the same level as son-in-law. We're now moving them one out.
Yeah, so we have to put it to 4.
Where?
The sons are 3. Son-in-law.
Here, these are off the board, these don't exist anymore.
No,
these don't exist. We took them out because they didn't work. They gave us 32. So they're out. Right, this is all gone. Doesn't exist anymore. So now we're only looking at this. So it turns out that this son-in-law over there is actually a 3. Right? If this one's a 3, we said the revised understanding of our Mishnah is now that we're keeping the same people.
son and son-in-laws, but all we're going to do is we understand that actually sons-in-law are one removed.
But they're still disqualified according to the Mishnah.
Right, but they're still disqualified according to the Mishnah. But where does Rav allow it? Rav allows it because...
Yofi.
I'll tell you why. I'm with that. Yes? Sorry, go on.
I mean, son-in-law, the one above, you know, the green one.
The green one?
This is brother-in-law.
No, it's now because we said, Rav said, or his son-in-law, so we have to reinterpret son-in-law and take it out of here and bring it up a level. So when say we're talking about his son-in-law, not his son-in-law. That was a problem we had in the wording of the Mishnah. The Mishnah sounds like it's talking about his own son-in-law. But we have to revise and say, no, it's not talking about his own son-in-law, it's talking about the son-in-law from here. And then it still fits, because we've got all... eight principal categories. 1, 2, 3, 4. Where the eights are. Oh, it must be his brother that way, and his brother that way. Okay.
So then it'd
they're the other ones.
So then it'd be daughter, son-in-law of the daughter.
Sorry?
It'd be brothers.
Yeah.
Then son-in-laws that are married to the daughter. And the sons on the next level.
Okay, hold that thought. Let's just see this kasha. Okay, so the question of Gemara is now like this: if you want to re-explain Rav this way, if you want to say that actually Rav wasn't talking about this, he was talking about this, and this now fits with 24. They're the 24 categories. Now this is a problem. Why? Because it shows that a 3 cannot go against a 2. A 3 is disqualified from a 2. According to Rav, if this is now a 3, then 3s are disqualified from going against 2s.
But he can.
But.
1.
2.
Number 2.
No.
3 also disqualified against 1.
Why is he a 3?
Because we explained that he's 1 removed. Because we have to explain Ben Bono. How do I explain Ben Bono? It means he's removed 1.
We're not saying anymore that the daughter and the son are on the same level?
No, that was the earlier explanation, which had allowed us to say this. But we had to throw daughter and son on the same level out in order to give us the revised explanation. I had to fit his words in a different way. Well, what's the problem?
You took it in a different way when it says my
that's story. You're right. So that we're going to have to hold in brackets as a Krisha. So far that I don't know how to express it. Right? Maybe I'll try and look at that in a foreign fashion. But that aside, it's a problem, but that aside, this is the revised understanding of Brad. But the kasha now is, okay, if you tell me that he's now one removed, and that's why you allowed this wording to fit in with him, it means that the 3 goes against the 2. But the Gemara says that can't be. Why not? Because Rav allows 3s to go against 2. How do I know Rav allows 3 to go against 2? So he says that is, you can learn it implicitly. Rav, according to this new explanation, drew the cutting line here. These are the ones that are disqualified and no one else. But actually, anyone below this line is not disqualified. Uh-huh. These are the disqualified ones. Anyone below this, anyone further removed, is not disqualified. They're allowed to testify. Who would that be? That would be his son. He's perfectly okay to testify against him. Or to testify against his grandfather. Right? Level 3 is no longer in it. But apparently level 3 is... If you tell me level 3 can't testify against level 2, then also he should be disqualified. He's a level 3 just like he's a level 3.
Unless that's a kasha. You can't say that this level, this is really a level 3. Because once I bring in level 3s, then why don't I bring in other level 3s as well as this one? So it can't be that that was the explanation of Rav. So we're going to throw that out now. So, which is maybe why the Gemara didn't say, and what about the fact that he didn't say, and my son? Right? Maybe that's because we're going to throw it out from a logic point of view and not from a wording point of view. You're right, wording wording of Rav didn't help. But from a logic point of view, it also doesn't work. And the Gemara is much more inclined to look for proofs and disproofs based on logic as opposed to based on the wording. But he didn't say it in that form. Right? And even if you wanted to say like this, then he couldn't have meant that. So now it doesn't work.
But isn't this contradicted by a brisa, which will continue on?
Maybe, but we're not there yet. At this stage, this is the learning of the Gemara. Todd, until tomorrow, where we try and...